The July 17th Pocahontas County Commission meeting was short, but as a group of citizens who live on Wainwright Road, led by Joanne Gilardi, found out, it was also very productive for them. It seemed that just about the entire neighborhood turned out for the meeting because they wanted the name Thornwood Road returned to a portion of what is now called Wainwright Road. They pointed out that the road is actually a continuation of Thornwood Road, but the name was changed to Wainwright Road years ago to accommodate people in locating the Barefoot Camp, which now no longer exists. Since the residents had a petition signed by 100% of the residents living on that portion of the road, and Mike O'Brien, the Pocahontas County 911 director, also concurred with the name change, the commissioners voted to go along with the neighborhood and to write a letter to the state to have the name formally renamed Thornwood Road once again. The short meeting was also the scene of some verbal fireworks as John Rabinski of the Cass Volunteer Fire Company showed up ready to defend his department from allegations made by 911 Director Mike O'Brien, only to find out that he had been removed from the agenda. Rabinski still had his say, though. He signed up as a hear caller. Rabinski demanded to know why he had been removed from the agenda. Commission President Bill Beard and Bob Martin, the Commission's counsel, explained that they removed him to save a public airing of allegations which would only harm the Cass Volunteer Fire Department. Martin explained that O'Brien had sent Cass VFD a letter detailing and documenting a number of violations committed by Cass Volunteer to Fire Department, and he placed the fire department on administrative probation for 1 year. The letter also warned that continuing violations would result in removal of Cass Volunteer Fire Department's response authority. Martin said he would entertain any written evidence that Cass Volunteer Fire Department wanted to send him which refuted any or all of these allegations, but would not get into a verbal-only exchange with the fire department. Rabinski categorically denied all the allegations and said he would bring legal counsel into any future discussions with O'Brien and the 911 center's lawyer, Martin. Martin pointed out that he represents the Pocahontas County Commission, not O'Brien nor the 911 center, but reiterated that he would consider and investigate any documented evidence Cass Volunteer Fire Department provides to disprove O'Brien's evidence. Rabinski left the meeting apparently very unsatisfied with what he had heard. It was never made clear just what these allegations involved. The commissioners discussed their contract with Michael Vance to replace locks and fixed doors at the county-owned former shoe factory building. Since Vance was not present, it was not learned just where the project stood. So Bob Martin said he would speak to Vance and see where he is with the contract. The commissioners approved a budget revision and resolution to balance the general fund unencumbered balance to begin the new fiscal year. They also voted to reappoint Michelle Jeffers to a 5-year term on the Pocahontas County Free Libraries and Visitor Information Centers Board. In his report to the commission, counsel Bob Martin pointed out that there is an individual who handles numerous rentals at Snowshoe who has stopped paying the hotel occupancy tax since 2010. Currently, the county is out over $70,000 in uncollected taxes. Martin wants the commission to authorize, quote, extraordinary measure, unquote, legal action against this individual to get an injunction enjoining him from continuing to manage the rental of properties. The commissioners seem inclined to authorize this at a future meeting. As usual, the commissioners ended the meeting with the signing of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.